You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Multiple ways you can reach us. One way is just to go to mix100.com, and at the very top of the page, you'll see a tab for Dom and Jeremy. You can click on that and send us an email. Or find us on social. Find us on Facebook. Just search Dom with an M, Dom and Jeremy, on Facebook. You can send a message that way quickly. Before I get into this note from Hattie, I will say Jeremy and I apparently both have the same Facebook memory that popped up from 8 years ago.
Oh, did you get it too?
The same one is on my page. It's the picture of us when we're out right after you had your head shaved for charity.
That's right. We hit a bar.
Had a cocktail. And we went out, and there's me and you and Pretty Emily sitting in the middle, and you have a chrome dome, man.
Yeah, nice and smooth.
I can't believe that's been 8 years.
I know. I'm probably due to do that again. Nicole's cousin just did that out in Las Vegas, and his hair was down to his waist. He hasn't cut it for years, and he just had it buzzed off for St. Baldrick's, and he looks completely different. So it's a great cause. It's a really good cause. So
are you going to share that photo on our Facebook page today?
Maybe. Said I could shoot him a message. Ago? Oh, yeah. Oh, that you're talking about the cousin. No.
I'm talking about putting it up for our listeners.
Yeah, so I could maybe throw that up there.
Those who weren't around 8 years ago could say, oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at your hair. Look at his head.
Let's get to this note from Hattie. She says, hey, boys. What would you think about a guy who's been dating someone for 5 months, obviously in a relationship with them, but he still introduces them to everyone as, quote, my friend? She writes, I'm the friend. I love what she says here. She goes, I find it cowardly and disrespectful. When I've mentioned it to him, he says that girlfriend or lady friend sounds stupid. So he just says, this is my friend. Hattie writes, will you please let men know that the word girlfriend is not tacky or stupid? Just say it and stop calling us your friend. So I mentioned to Gretchen over the weekend, I said, yeah, Monday we're going to talk about, you know, and I explained what it was. I said, what do you think? She didn't even hesitate. The first words that just popped out of her mouth, she goes, well, he's obviously dating other women.
Oh, really? Doesn't want to be locked down, huh?
I was in that situation once where I dated somebody for quite a while, and whenever she would introduce me, which was not always, she would just say, yeah, this is my friend Dom. This is my friend Dom.
Okay.
And I got the impression just that it was just a matter of leaving options open in front of other people.
Sure. So, which it didn't work out. So it was well played on their part. How long was Hattie together with this
She
dude?
Says 5 months.
Oh, 5 months? That's it?
But she says we're obviously in a relationship. In other words, he's probably spending every night with her.
Sure.
You know, they're not dating other people. They're in a relationship.
Oh, and I want to know how old they are, because it's at some point as well, like if you're, like if I were to date somebody right now and I'm 42 years old, it'd be hard to be like, this is my girlfriend. No, he's not. My boyfriend.
I've heard that. I've
it
heard that
sounds
silliness
silly.
Before.
It's silly.
It doesn't, though.
It truly doesn't. Is. This is my girlfriend. It's very high school.
First of all, there's a tone. If you go, this is my girlfriend, then
which
you sound
is
like
what
an
I
idiot.
Would do.
But you say, hey, this is my girlfriend. This is my girlfriend.
And we're going to go to the football game
Gretchen?
Later, and then we're going to go park in some parking lot and make out.
Well, you make everything weird.
It's, girlfriend is very immature sounding. Like, this is my dear friend. This is...
my dear friend?
The person...
What is this, the 18th century? God, get over yourself.
I like friend, but maybe you add a dear in front of it. This is my dear friend, Hattie.
That's the most ridiculous
my
thing.
My dear friend, it's
I've
only been 5
heard.
Months. Have they had the actual conversation? Are we boyfriend, girlfriend? Are we exclusive?
She says that they've talked about that. He says girlfriend sounds stupid. Here's
it
what
does
I think,
because
I've been in this position before. You know what's going on, Hattie? And I'm just going to say it. He is keeping his options open in front of other people.
Well,
that's
so
what he does.
It.
When he comes across someone, he's going to be like, I don't want anyone to think I'm tied down. But he sure is, you know, making the most of it while he is in a relationship with her.
I
want to
know what she's calling him.
Sure, she's here. I'll add that too.
Add it. I want to know how old they are.
And what do you call?
And email her real quick and see if she. I know she's
I'm
probably
shooting
listening.
Back a message. I know she's listening on Facebook. Hattie, answer on the.
I
Facebook.
Say you go with my personal favorite. The way I introduce my wife to everybody is yes. I call her my emergency contact.
Yay, that's good. Hey, a couple of calls real quick before we go to break. Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So what do you think about Hattie's complaint?
I mean, I hate to break it to her, but they are just friends. I mean, she might want him to be her boyfriend, but if she's already explained to him how she feels about the word girlfriend or friend, and he still uses friend, they're just friends.
They're friends with benefits at this point.
Yeah. There's so been he's no... getting everything out of it that he wants, right, Chrissy?
Well, yep. One-sided. Yep.
Yeah. One-sided. I thank you for calling.
I mean, she might be getting a little something that she wants, too.
Thank you for, well,
you know, I mean, she's getting a little something.
She wrote back, he is 30, she's 28, and she says, I call him my boyfriend. Here comes Danielle. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Well, thank you.
You as well. Thank you for calling. What do you think, Danielle?
If the issue really is that he doesn't like the term girlfriend, I get that sort of like it kind of seems kiddish, but then he should use the term partner. That's more mature, kind of encompasses everything.
Yeah.
And then if she kind of tells him that and he's still not comfortable, then she kind of knows maybe there's
I like that. This is my partner, Hattie.
Hey, this is my partner.
I like that.
Yeah.
What do you think of dear friend, though? No?
Be honest, Danielle.
Come on.
That's a stupid
I liked
thing
it. This
say.
Is my dear friend. This is my dear friend, Danielle.
That's how you introduce your grandmother's neighbor.
I was just going to say that. It sounds like a grandma.
Oh, man. I am so out of the loop.
Good. You're an old soul. Danielle, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Danielle.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brianna says, I had a guy who told me that girlfriend sounded like high school. Jeremy, that's what you said.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
She goes, so I went along with just being his friend. A month later, I found out he was sleeping with two other women. Tell Hattie
they're friends
that
too.
The... yeah, exactly. He's got a whole bevy of friends,
boy,
doesn't he? A
lot of friendship.
Brianna says, tell Hattie that the it's too young to say girlfriend is just a lame excuse that cheating guys use.
Dang. Maybe he's just not ready to say girlfriend. Everybody's rushing this poor guy. Give him some time. It's been 5 months.
Poor delicate man.
Give him a few more months.
He's almost at the half-year mark. When will it be okay, Jeremy, for him to get over that?
Hey,
does he need to spend 3 years? Does he need to drag her along for 3 years?
That's how long it takes to share his feelings, then maybe.
Hattie, run. If you want to, don't be with a guy like that who's all hung up over a
word. It's only 5 months, you guys. Settle down.
What a big baby.
Give him a couple more months.
Did anybody else write in on
this? Oh, just a couple quick Facebook ones. Janae says, I agree with Jeremy that age makes a difference. When my 30-year-old daughter was introducing her friend as boyfriend, it did sound childish. She said then her younger brother kept introducing his girlfriend as friend. So I guess they do the friend thing. And then Shane says, my question is, have they actually had the boyfriend-girlfriend talk? Sounds like they have not. And that's her mistake for sending that note. We don't know if they've had the boyfriend-girlfriend talk, right?
Well, they've obviously had enough of a talk because she's mentioned how she doesn't like the whole just calling me your friend. So they've had enough of that talk.
She has mentioned it.
He's obviously not denying that they're in a relationship. He's just hung up on the word because he wants action elsewhere, Jeremy. He's keeping his options open.
Who doesn't?